Making a difference in our community. This is librarian and volunteer Sally Brody. Sally, thank you for being a woman of influence. What has been one of the biggest challenges for you in your field?
I guess I don't have enough time to do all the things that I want to do. That's my challenge.
And how did you get involved in volunteering?
With the Huron Purse Hospice, I, as everyone else does, experienced some difficult times. And I took one of their courses that they offered to the community called Moving Beyond Grief. And I was so impressed by it that I took the facilitator training and became a volunteer.
And now on the other side of it, what made you decide to pursue a career as a librarian?
I decided to work as a librarian because I've always loved books. For as long as I remember, I've been going to the library and bringing home more books than I can possibly read. I also love working with children and introducing children to many different aspects of the library, including reading books and crafts and having fun and learning how to pick out their own items on the shelf as well.
Do you work a lot with the children that come into the library?
Yes, I do. I have done story time in the Zurich Library for 15 years.
So if you were to speak to the young girls who come in for these story times and they were to look at you and say, how do I be you when I grow up? What would you tell them?
I would tell them to look into the library science program at Western. That would be their best education for being a librarian, and with that education then they could work their way up. But you learn all facets of working in the library with that program.
And do you have any advice in general for young women?
I would suggest that they find their passion and figure out how to get paid for it, and then going to work will be fun every day.
And what accomplishment are you the most proud of so far in your career as well as in your volunteer work?
I'm proud of working in the library and all of the community development that we have done in the past. And I really enjoy the children coming in who I had in story time 15 years ago, and they're still coming to the library. And it's always great to hear about what they're doing as adults in the community. On the volunteer side, I'm proud that I am able to help people move beyond their grief just by being a good listener and supporting them where they're at.
And if someone wanted to get involved in the same volunteer work you do with the hospice, how would you recommend they go about it?
They have an excellent website, and you can look on their website and see the volunteer opportunities and just either email them or give them a call on how you can offer support.
And why do you think it's so important that women get involved in their community?
I think it's something that helps build community. You meet many other people, and it helps our organizations as well. Sometimes they don't always have the necessary dollars for the staff that they need. So it's a great way to give back to your community.
Thank you so much, Sally. Listen to all of our Women of Influence at exertoday.ca.